You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Nasir Jamshed earned a place in the history books with a third consecutive century for Pakistan against India, which set up an 85-run win in the second one-day international in Kolkata. Jamshed's 106 saw him emulate Javed Miandad, the last man to achieve such a feat, and Pakistan's deserved victory put them into an unassailable 2-0 lead in the three-match series. Jamshed and Mohammad Hafeez, who made 76, put on 141 for the opening wicket, but an excellent spell from Ravi Jadeja, who finished with 3 for 41, stalled their progress, and they were bowled out for 250 as Ishant Sharma chipped in with 3 for 34. However, India then failed to build on a decent start themselves and lost wickets steadily during their run chase. Syed Ajmal applying the coup de grace with 3-1 over late on to bowl India out for 165. Captain Mahendra Singh Dhoni was left stranded, unbeaten on 54. A patched-up Sri Lankan side was bowled out for 294 on the opening day of the third and final test against Australia at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Laharu Tirumani and Mahela Javadina made half centuries, the former making 91 and the latter 72, before Jackson Bird grabbed four wickets as Australia began their bid for a 3-0 series clean sweep. Mitchell Starc also took three wickets, but Australia were made to work hard, Tirumani and Javadina being particularly resolute before Australia took control in the final two sessions of the day. In what is his final test, Michael Hussey picked up three catches, two off the bowling of Bird. New Zealand fought hard on day two of the opening test against South Africa in Cape Town, closing on 169 for four in their second innings, still 133 adrift. They were bowled out for 45 on the first morning, and South Africa declared after lunch on 347 for eight after Alvaro Peterson fell for 106 and AB de Villiers made 67. New Zealand then lost a wicket before adding a run, but chipped away at South Africa's lead thanks to half centuries from Brendan McCullum and Dean Brownlee. He ended the day unbeaten on 69. McCullum, the captain, of course, made 51.